With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. The story of daily newspapers around the country and the Monterey Bay Area is that they have been shrinking. As a result, so has local news coverage. A new nonprofit online publication aims to fill that gap. I recently spoke with a couple of the founders, Joe Livernois and Julie Reynolds Martinez, both formerly of the Monterey Herald. Today, they're launching Voices of Monterey Bay.
It's a bilingual and bicultural website. That's why it's Voices in plural. We're kind of modeled after some other things like Voice of San Diego and Voice of Orange County. We're very multimedia approach. We have podcasts. We have audio with a lot of our stories where the author will talk about why they did the story, how they did the story, why it matters. It's a very rich, beautiful website. The photography's gorgeous. So it's an experience.
You said bicultural. What do you mean by bicultural?
Maybe it's more than bi, it's multicultural. It's really just different references, different points of view. You know, most of our media is mainly from an older, traditionally white male point of view. And our region is, you know, huge Latino population. And there are different areas of interest in what should be covered and what stories should be told. So it's not a matter of just having stories in Spanish. It's what stories do you cover?
This region does already have several daily newspapers, several weekly newspapers. What is it that you guys are doing that you would say makes you different?
Our focus will be on long-term, investigative, long-read feature type stories as opposed to the quick hitters. We won't be chasing the car wrecks. We won't be chasing the shooting that happened around the corner. We'll leave that to the dailies. They do an okay job with that. But what the dailies don't do a real good job with anymore is providing the context to why these shootings are happening, why there seems to be so many wrecks, car wrecks at a particular intersection. But we'll be able to spend the time to explain to readers and listeners why these events are happening.
And what also looking at what can be done about it.
Right.
We'll be looking at not just the causes of tragedies, but also what are the solutions. We have a very strong civic commitment to making our area better, making our community better, holding powerful people accountable, offering solutions, not just talking about problems. I mean, I think that's the civic involvement and even having community involvement directly is going to be really important to us.
So what's the story today that's going to get people to go to the site?
One of them will be our parachute into the community of Pajaro in North Monterey County. We all decided that we would sweep into town one day and just talk to as many people as we could and get a feel for this little community that nobody really knows about.
Another very powerful story is Kathy McKenzie, one of our writers, who is writing about the end of life. Her father-in-law decided to take advantage of California's legal assisted suicide laws and end his life, and she went through that process and is writing a very intense personal account of that.
In the end, as a nonprofit, it all does come down to money. So where do you go from here to not only launch this, but to keep it going?
At the moment, we're all volunteers.
One of the things we did, though, and it's great that Joe's been able to just knock on doors and raise a bunch of money to start with, is to pay our freelancers right out of the gate. So we, the founders, are volunteers, but our writers and photographers get paid, and translators, which is really nice.
Right. And we are very fortunate to have the partnership with the Institute for Nonprofit News. They're an organization based out of Los Angeles. The Institute for Nonprofit News has incubated something like 140, 150 independent nonprofit news sites across the country. You're going to have to help me with...
Oh, and sites?
Yeah,
like
the
ProPublica
sites.
Is a member. There's really huge sites, and there's just, you know, Benito Link in San Benito County. You know, it runs the gamut. They hooked us up with this match. It's called News Match, and it's going to be a national campaign for all these nonprofit news sites through the end of the year where any of these small donations for members and readers will get matched 100%. We're tapping into those kinds of things to get long-term sustainability.
That's Julie Reynolds Martinez and Joe Livernois. They, along with former newspaper editor Mary Duan, are launching a new local news site for the region today. It's called voicesofmontereybay.org. I'm Krista Almanzon. This is KAZU News.